Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm John Ryan, your host, and we have a bunch of people here celebrating Christina Liu's birthday today, but we're going to go right into Aunt Sue.
And Susan's back.
Because she's holding on for a story.
I'm back! What I have... Project Independence is such a great program, and I have just a little comment about it. When I was trying to access services for my father in another town, which I won't mention the name of, the people at the Department of Senior Citizens in this particular town on Long Island were extremely envious of Project Independence, because I assumed that most towns on Long Island had similar programs for their senior citizens, and they don't. It seems that your Project Independence, the services that you offer seniors in the town of North Hempstead, is really unique to Long Island. This woman, I remember talking to her, and she's going, oh, I know, we hear about that program all the time, it's amazing. And she was going on and on, because basically all they had to offer people, you know, older citizens was simply recreational.
Yeah,
programs.
I know, it's true.
That's all it was. It was just bowling.
Yeah.
You know, how much bowling can you do?
No.
And, you know, this was, so I was like, you know, like, wow, you know, that you really do a tremendous
That's right. Everyone should try and age in North Hempstead.
What'd you say?
I said, it's the best place to age is in North Hempstead.
Because no, I really do, and there's a real great, and somebody was mentioning over there that really depends upon the people that provide this service.
Yeah.
And, you know, Christina, your enthusiasm is really, and listening to all the people that on the radio show, everybody is like a family, and they consider the people that they're trying to help part of that extended family.
No, absolutely.
And that makes the whole difference. But what I wanted to say, because I'm sure there are other people wanting to call, and you know me, I'd hog up the entire program.
I'm kind of sensing that already, Sue.
You could have a radio show for me. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about, I started to say, was when years ago, I think you were maybe 10.
So she was still nice to her father.
Outreach from a church that I belonged to in Manhasset. And we went to a nursing home there, and I think we were supposed to sing, and the kids, and Aaron was there, and other kids from the church were there, and we were singing, but where was Christina? What she was doing at a young age, you might have even been younger. You were talking to the elderly people in wheelchairs, and many of these older people were not... I think some of them had dementia.
Yeah.
Often many of them couldn't speak that much anymore. Some of them did. But you were going up to not just one, but several people, just talking and laughing and, you know, and just conversing. And I thought to myself, that's like an instinct. That's like something not that's learned. You didn't just go to college to learn that. That was something you were born with.
Well, thanks. You're totally making us all cry here. So thanks.
But it's true. I'm not making... This story is very true, and it's memorable. Because you were off talking to these people, which is really what they wanted. I mean, you know, you can have some kids from a church stiffly singing, which is okay, nice. But to actually have some young child sincerely, not phony, sincerely going up to the elderly people who, and then this was not the nicest of nursing homes there. It was pretty like one of those, you know, ones that, you know, are not very luxurious. And, you know, they look like lonely cast-offs, but you made their day brighter by your interaction with them, your honest interaction with them. And I think
that's so.
That I'm glad, you know, that's a person that's born to be a social worker.
Well, thank you, Sue, for that.
My eye makeup.
I know.
Like I said, I don't want to monopolize.
All right, I love you. Okay, so thank you.
If somebody for you.
Bye, Sue.
Thank you, Sue.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God, it's Em! Jeez, this is too much.
Oh, hi,
I made it.
Em.
Oh, God. This is too much, everybody. Jeez.
No, Evelyn? I'll let her sit down.
She can sit over here.
Yeah. Oh, she can't get up.
No, everyone's got chairs.
Oh, I keep talking. Evelyn just walked in, who is one of the people responsible for everything here.
That's right. Oh, it's so exciting that Ev is back. Ev, we were talking about you all morning. Your ears must have been ringing.
Oh, absolutely. All good, I hope.
Of course,
all
always.
Good, all good.
Well, it's fabulous. Birthday. Yes, Ev, I'm so glad she made it. This is so wonderful.
What are we talking about?
We're just going all over the place.
But your name has been mentioned consistently with the beginning of Project Independence after Madge and how it just grew and grew and grew. And now you're here.
And I kind of said that it was because of you and Madge that I got involved, because I felt you were really sincere about what you were trying to do, and I'm glad you did what you did.
I know. We restored your faith in government.
You did.
That's right. That was our common theme we were saying.
Actually, you did, which is shaky at times.
Well, that's what I tried to do throughout my career of almost 5 decades. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, she's really done amazing things, and it's Eb was the first host of our radio show as well,
right
here,
and then went on to produce another one.
Yes,
yeah. I was the last person out of the room. We didn't know what we were doing when we first started. Thank
That's right.
goodness for Dan,
yes,
Cox, and the staff here at the radio station, because it was totally new territory for us. But did you talk about the gentleman who gave us the idea?
Yes, Jerry Parisman, the wonderful Jerry
Parisman, who recently passed away. His idea was to have a radio show focused on information for seniors 24/7.
Yes, which it still makes me, I want to pass out every time that's even said. Yeah.
And we said, oh, what a great idea. And at that time, the federal government was issuing
the licensing
licenses to limited area FM radio stations that had an area of about 10 miles and only needed the strength of like a 60-watt bulb or something. And so we, in all our naivety, decided to try and go for one of those licenses.
And thank the Lord that we did.
Oh, you actually did. Oh, I didn't know you did.
Yeah, we just as we applied,
they stopped
issuing the licenses.
Oh, okay.
We really lucked.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
And then we thought, well, maybe we can get a little time, maybe a couple of days a week on a local station, and we started contacting the colleges. And Dan was the one who set us straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan Cox here at WCWP said, if you can fill 2 hours a week.
And we said, all right,
you're doing
let's
good,
do it.
Right.
And it's been great. I mean, the guests that we've had, I said, that's the best part of the show. We have guests on, people in the community that are invested. You know, and
I personally think the best part of the show is the Christina Lou.
I mean, it is, but we don't want to be biased here. You know, but we really, it's a place that we get to filter, all this amazing information out to everyone, which I think is wonderful. You know, we're lucky.
Dan was right. I mean, think about, I know what you guys put into it. So to have done this like for 4 hours or six, or 24/7, you couldn't do it. It was just absolutely, that's running a station.
Yeah.
Which Dan does. Actually, Dan has to come in at some point.
I know. We're going to have to get Dan. He loves being on the air, right, Dan?
I think it's like there's a lot of serious subjects, but we also try to get a little bit of entertainment.
Absolutely. And I think that's the mix of it is really
chuckles
great.
Chuckles while we're at it. Which is not a bad thing.
Absolutely. No, because it's all important, on top of, obviously it's great to have these medical segments on, but to have these fun segments and people in the community that are doing amazing things, it breaks it up, and I think it's just as interesting.
I always loved old-time radio.
Yes.
Because I grew up listening to the radio.
Me too.
And a lot of our listeners did.
A lot of times you would lay on the floor, basically, looking at the radio like you could see something.
I think that's what people are doing right now as they listen to us.
Laying on the floor.
Actually, last week we had Deep on. Remember the doctor?
Yes, doctor.
And it's so funny because he was talking about macular degeneration, which is hereditary. So my mother-in-law has it. So he said you should get a Reed's.
Mm-hmm.
So The other night, my wife was shopping with her mother. Her mother bought her Reed's, and she said she got an extra bottle. I didn't know it was on the counter. I went upstairs, and I said, listen, you have to get this a Reed's. So she thought I was being a smart aleck.
What is it?
A-R-E-D-S, uh-huh. Two. And it's a combination of, like, C and B. Each one represents no crazy thing.
Over the counter.
Yeah. And coincidentally, my mother-in-law had gotten it. And my wife said, he'll be back. And my wife said that, it was recommended to her. And I said, that's funny, because I was telling her to get it because I learned about it on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we always say, we actually gave a shout. We had Iris on, who's one of our co-hosts last week. And she had coined the term, these golden nuggets.
Right.
That you really get from the show, because no matter what it is, we could have the same, topic on, every year. But each time you walk away with something that you could really use. And I think that's what's great about the show. It's not, we're just lecturing.
I learned how to flirt. It's actually practical.
That's right. Yeah. See, you could learn everything. What kind of vitamins, how to flirt, It's really it's a variety of topics.
Fran
Green.
Yes,
Green, the fabulous Fran. Right. But it's really, when we talk about this all the time, what's great is the guests that we have on the show, we get to take that information and bring it back to all of our, social workers, our nurses, our other staff people. So it becomes part of this network, which I think is just great.
Today, the reading audience is probably up to 80. It's probably doubled.
That's right. That's right. And all these call-ins that were going on. Jeez. But it's really just amazing. And today's a fabulous day. And thank you for...
No, it really has working on it. It goes to Rebecca, honestly. This really is, it's super. It's working perfect. With the call-ins and Evelyn showing up, it just absolutely. We're going to get ready for another break. Okay. And then I'm going to ask Dan to come in with Evelyn.
Let's do it.
And Jim. We have everybody here. But who's out there?
My granddaughter.
Oh, that's who came in. Because I know they were walking in here.
See, it's like a family affair today.
We have a show right after this with on elder abuse.
Yes.
But that won't be aired today.
It'll be aired next Friday.
Right. Because Christina's going to be actually...
in Turks and Caicos.
And so it'll be a repeat show. But this is not a repeat. We're going to be airing what's going to be played next week, this afternoon.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.